Have you come close to completely ditching social media? Can you live without it? Have you been able, if you have quit, is it like quitting smoking? Did you have withdrawals or was it easy? Did you go cold turkey? Is it possible in this day and age to get by without social media? Ring through right now, 133353. I would love to hear your stories. Give us a call. Graeme Wynn is our employment expert from Superior People Recruitment, and he joins us from time to time to talk about important employment issues. He's on the phone again this morning. G'day.
Good morning, Luke. How are you today?
I'm very good, Graeme. Could you live without social media?
I could, but I can't.
Yeah, why?
Basically, I hate it, and I'm one of the worst to sign up for social media. But unfortunately, from a business point of view, Google likes social media. Mm. So to have your business on social media helps in search rankings. Mm. So it's one of those things, it's an evil you've got to have.
Well, is Google social media? Google's really just a search engine, isn't it?
Correct. But if you're on social media such as Facebook and what have you, and when people do search in, Google ranks those quite high.
Mm.
So therefore, if you're not on social media, when people search for your business, just randomly searching, you don't come up. So
now, I'm going to have to do some more research, but there's a relative of mine. I'm going to be a little bit vague here because I don't want to give anyone away. Mm. But I have a relative who was with a business partner going to start an independent finance company exclusively for European expensive cars.
Mm-hmm.
And he used to work for a dealership and got the shits and said, I'm going to go out my own. And the biggest drama they've got is trying to convince or go through the hoops to get their business up the top of the list on Google.
Yep.
So that when people look up, what would you call it? Expensive cars, you know. Well, they're European. Most of them are European. Some of them are Japanese.
Mm.
But when you look up, if you're looking for an expensive, unique car, perhaps.
Yep.
Finance. The higher you are up on the Google's search list, the more people are going to contact you. And getting Google to do that is a big, it's like getting the supermarkets to put your breakfast cereal at eye level. You with me?
Absolutely. And there are two ways you can do it. One is what they call with search engine optimization, where behind your website, you have all these keywords that when people search for these key phrases. And for example, if you type in recruitment agencies, Melbourne, et cetera, we come up on page one every time. So we've paid for the search engine optimization. The other way you can do it is using Google AdWords. Now, Google AdWords are really, really expensive to do. And if you're competing with larger organizations who've got a bigger budget than you, you'll never get there. But the problem with search engine is it takes Google probably a good 6 to 8 weeks for it to what they call re-index your website. So to get those search engine words actually working. So there is a process involved, but search engine certainly is the way to do
and
it
you need
rather
it.
Than Google AdWords.
And you need
and,
it.
And without that, nobody will find your website.
See, there you are. There
but
you
that
go.
Can cost you anything minimum starting around at least $1,200, $1,400 a month.
Oh, right.
Yeah, to do that.
So
that's the bottom end of the market.
So they've got
without
you.
Without that. Yeah, basically, yeah.
They've got you by the Googlies.
Absolutely. Google, have you by the Googlies?
See, isn't that amazing?
Yep.
And, you know, this is similar to what Dick Smith was saying on this program about when people go to look up accommodation.
Mm-hmm.
And these brokers, the pubs and the Airbnbs and the motels and the hotels and the resorts, they pay these brokers an enormous amount of money to get high up on their listing.
Correct.
And then you book through the brokers and they take a huge percentage of the money. And the poor bloke who owns the motel, who's trying to flog a room, he struggles.
Yep. And the other thing is for people looking at their own business, starting their own business, which a lot of people are doing these days, when you have a website, when Google re-indexes websites, if the content doesn't change, it ignores you. So you've got to keep putting new content on your website all the time. Now, these travel sites, these brokerage sites, they're always updating their content. But the static small bed and breakfast or hotel, they may never change their website. So that downranks them. So you've got to keep updating your website with new content. Otherwise, Google doesn't find you because when it re-indexes, it looks for new content. And if you leave your website the same all the time, Google just doesn't find you.
Boy, it's another world. Folks, 133353, have you decided to do away with social media? And if so, how did you go? Was it like giving up smoking? Did you go through withdrawals? Or did you just rip it off like a Band-Aid, cold turkey? Can you live without social media? Graham Wynne here, who runs an employment agency, can't do without Google. If he does, he can't. He's lost it to his competitors. 133353. Graham, can you tell me what the latest is on JobKeeper and JobSeeker, please? I believe that millions of Australians are going to have their payments wound back next week, and they need to have some sort of financial plan in place. What's going on, Graham?
Well, basically, we'll start with JobSeeker, so we'll start with that one first. The payments for that are cutting down for about $300 per fortnight. People will start losing on JobSeeker. So there's this extra money they were getting, the $550 a fortnight on top of their normal $550 a fortnight. That is being cut back by $300 down to $250 a fortnight. So they're going to be losing $300 a fortnight. And there's not a thing they can do about it. That is just how it's going to happen. So a lot of people, though, we've learned recently, have been really budgeting for that money. And from next week, it's gone. So they're going to start losing that. So if they haven't put some money on one side and not spending this extra money they've been getting, they're going to be in trouble because they really needed to plan. We knew this wouldn't last forever, so people had to get a plan in place. The problem is that people need that money to survive. So it's going to cause a lot of problems, this for sure, yes.
The employment figures came out last week, as you know, and everyone said, oh, isn't this fantastic? Look at this huge improvement, even with COVID. You know, the figures went up and everything's looking much better. If you're on JobKeeper, do you show up on the unemployment figures?
No.
If you only work part-time one day a week, does that count you as having a job?
It certainly does. And the way the government do their figures is if you've worked for, I think it's for 2 hours in a fortnight, you're not unemployed.
Mm.
So the way they, and also if you're not.
Mind you, that worked for the opposition as well.
Oh, yeah. And the other way they do it, if you're not looking for work, you're not classed as unemployed either. So it's only those people who are actually physically looking for work that can't work, can't get work, that are classed as unemployed. So it's a real furphy of a figure. The only thing is they've used this system since Adam was a boy. So at least we're using the same system, even though it's a pretty stupid system. At least we're using the same system all the time. But the number really isn't a clear reflection of how many people are out of work. And as you say, JobKeeper is certainly inflating the people in work. That will change because JobKeeper will be reducing as well by this 300 a fortnight. And so consequently, some employers who are relying on this money will now say, well, actually, we can't cover you anymore. That's going to hurt us. So we're going to have to let you go.
Yeah. The other thing is, and I think this is a good idea. Look, we're in so much debt, but, you know, it's not the government's fault of this COVID-19. But and you and I have talked about this before, what really concerns me is people who work part-time that don't have holiday pay, they don't have sick leave they can draw on, if they are told to quarantine for 14 days, they will get a payment from the government if they haven't got sick pay to fall back on. I think that's a wise thing because otherwise people won't quarantine. They won't be able to afford to quarantine. They'll fake their symptoms and they'll keep battling on at work.
That is a good thing. I mean, Victoria's had that for a while, but I think other states, New South Wales, are getting it now, which is a great idea. Because you're right, people who are on casual, they need if they don't work, they don't get money. Mm. So they are reluctant to go and get tested. They're scared of being off work for a fortnight. That's an issue, certainly. So this is a very, very good idea, yes.
And we found out yesterday that there are about 24,000 employers that have come forward and they've said, yes, we have dudded our employees, and they're going to give back about $588 million in unpaid superannuation. How did it get to this stage? Apparently, nearly 400,000 Australians have been shortchanged in their super payments.
Unfortunately, the problem is a lot of companies, particularly small to medium businesses, could not afford to pay that superannuation guarantee. It's too big a chunk, and because they were paying it quarterly, when that bill came up, my God, I haven't got the money. So they weren't paying it on behalf of the employees. And the employees, it's up to them to check their statements, check their balances to make sure it's being paid on their behalf. And employees don't do that. And the tax office said, look, there's too many people we've found who are not paying superannuation. We'll give you 6 months amnesty. Come forward, admit it, fix the problem. We won't fine you or anything else. So all these companies have come forward.
And they've all said, amnesty? Okay, oops.
And it's been put down as an accounting error by most companies. And so what the tax office said, okay, most people are going to pay it straight away, but other ones are put onto like a payment plan to reimburse this. But there are some people, and I'll use myself for an example. I worked for a company who for about 4 or 5 years didn't pay my super quite a while ago. That company went broke in the end. After I'd left, they went broke. So there's no way I'll get that back, because that company doesn't exist anymore. So besides these ones, there are a lot more probably as well who didn't get their superannuation paid. And the other problem with super at the moment, you're probably aware that next year it increases the guarantee from 9.5% up to 10%.
Yes.
And at the moment there's a push not to do that, because businesses are saying, with what we've had for the last 12 months, we cannot afford to have to pay extra.
Well, and one of the arguments is they'll say, well, we'll pay extra. We're going to force employers to pay extra superannuation. But then when it comes to pay rises, we'll say, well, hang on, we can't afford it.
Correct.
And that's what Paul Keating was talking about, and Kevin Rudd, yeah. All right. Graeme Wynn, thank you for that. Appreciate it. Can you live without social media, folks? Have you given it up? I haven't seen this thing on Netflix, The Social Dilemma, but it's on my list now. I'll try and have a look at it. It'll probably take me 3 or 4 goes to watch it, because I fall asleep after I prepare for the program, so I don't think I've got an hour and a half in me. But I'll certainly give it a crack. And I'd like to hear from you. Do you think social media is evil? Has it been the cause of strife and depression with our kids? Why are they ringing kids' helplines and lifelines more than ever before? That previous caller says it's because of social media. What did we do before social media? We got on, didn't we? But it's all about keeping up. And as Graeme Wynn just said, running his business, Superior People Recruitment, he can't compete with his competitors unless he too says, all right, I better list on Google and pay that money. It's a lot of money. Google has a lot of businesses by the Googlies. Correct, Graeme?
Absolutely spot on, yes.
Good on you, mate. Talk soon.
All right. Thanks, Luke. Take care.
Graeme Wynn and employment issues here on The Night Shift, Triple M.